And 6:06, it is mostly clear, but we do have some fog in some outlying places this morning. 38 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm this afternoon to 65. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It is deadline day for the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. The hall says it has most of the funds it needs to pay its bills. Marshall Stewart this morning has a preview story on a meeting set for later this morning.
Tulsa County Commissioners have scheduled a special meeting later today to discuss the $60,000 in back fees and assessments the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame has owed for months. The meeting comes after the county has given the hall several reprieves to pay its debts. The county could decide whether to serve the nonprofit with an eviction notice. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
I-244 will be shut down this morning eastbound from 129th East Avenue all the way to I-44. It's part of the massive repaving project by the Oklahoma Department of Transportation. ODOT's Kenna Mitchell says be sure and pay attention to the detour signs.
If you're not following the signs, you're going to end up at 129th with not any place to really go. So you need to make sure that you're following the signs to southbound 169 to eastbound 44.
The work will take months. They will be rebuilding the bridge over I-44. Well, the teardown and the cleanup gets underway today at Expo Square after pumping millions into our economy. The Tulsa State Fair's annual run wrapped up last night. Organizers say they're well pleased with the 11-day event. A Monday morning check on our economy for you. Chad Wilkerson is with the Federal Reserve out of Kansas City. He says that district includes Oklahoma.
The economy here in the High Plains is still really strong. Oklahoma in particular is growing more than 2% a year in terms of jobs. We rank in the top couple of states every month on that front. A lot of it energy driven.
He expects that growth to continue, but maybe at a slower pace. The latest this morning on the Victory Christian scandal, the five co-workers charged with knowing and not reporting a sexual assault in a timely manner will be returning to work. The church says the group has taken additional training and will have limited responsibilities for a while. All five entered not guilty pleas to the misdemeanor charge. Oklahoma lawmakers are giving the state's veterans care facilities a thorough review. An interim study is reviewing reported problems at the centers. Rush Springs Democrat Joe Dorman, he is on that committee.
We need to make sure that there is oversight to protect these veterans that are in the centers, and we need some accountability and transparency.
The review started after media reports surfaced about abuse at the centers. Paper or plastic? It no longer matters at the Tulsa International Airport. Airport's Deputy Director Alexis Higgins says they're now recycling both on the airport's concourses.
We take paper and plastic items. Our janitorial provider takes them and provides them to a recycler.
She says the airport patrons have been requesting the recycling program for months now. We have a follow-up story from last week for you. Relatives of a suburban Chicago man who allegedly wanted to destroy several Oklahoma churches say that they're relieved he was arrested. They detailed the man's troubled family history. Authorities in Miami charged 23-year-old Gregory Weiler with possession of an explosive or incendiary device in violation of the Oklahoma Anti-Terrorism Act. He was arrested last week, the FBI taking the lead in that investigation. Our weather forecast, plentiful sunshine and warmer today, 65 for a high. Clear and not so cold tonight, down to 46 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 610 in Tulsa, it's mostly clear, but we do have some fog in places and 38 degrees. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.